What's up, guys? Bang, bang. It is lunch money time. I am here with Polina. She looks like an angel as usual. Don't forget that lunch money is now sponsored by BlockFi. Go to BlockFi.com and get an account today. You can earn up to 8.6% APY in an interest-bearing account. And also, you can sign up for the waitlist for the credit card that pays you in Bitcoin rather than cashback or airline miles, a Bitcoin rewards credit card. No-brainer. Go to BlockFi.com/pomp. BlockFi.com/pomp. What's up? We're under the pressure, under the gun today.
We got some nice lights today. All right. First topic, Time Magazine plans to lean into surging demand for digital currency and art, currently two of the hottest trends in the global economy. Time has designed its first ever cover exclusively as an NFT, non-fungible token, featuring the bold title, "Is Fiat Dead?" It's a nod to one of its most iconic cover designs from 1966, "Is God Dead?" And April 3rd, 2017, "Is Truth Dead?" What do we think? Anthony was instrumental in this, fun fact.
I don't know if I was instrumental.
You were instrumental.
I had a little input. This is a no-brainer for me. If you have intellectual property, you should absolutely sell it. There's no difference between taking the intellectual property and printing it on a t-shirt, a poster, a physical piece of paper, or in a digital file. And now that you can do it in a digital file, what we're going to find is that intellectual property was drastically undervalued around the world. Time covers are a great example of something that previously people would have thought was like a $5 thing. Now they're going for tens of thousands of dollars.
People have Time covers as art on their walls in their homes. So
bang, bang.
Microsoft is in talks to acquire Discord, a video game chat community, for more than $10 billion. $10 billion with a B.
Undervalued.
What?
Undervalued. Should absolutely be way higher if Satya Nadella pulls this off. OG. Absolutely.
Discord. But one source, according to his Bloomberg article, says that Discord is more likely to go public than sell itself. We'll see. $10 billion is a lot of money.
People are underestimating. They're sleeping on how big Discord is.
Massive.
Next.
All right. Lockheed Martin is partnering with a satellite startup called OmniSpace to build a space-based 5G network. Why?
Everybody trying to compete with Mr. Elon Musk. Everybody trying to compete with my boy Elon Musk.
Why are you going to do that?
Everybody trying to compete
with Elon
Musk, SpaceX, bang, bang, Starlink. Eventually they'll spin it out. They'll take it public is my guess. It's going to be a winner. Chicken.
Dinner.
Next.
All right, hold on. Oh, God.
WeWork
disclosed a $3.2 billion loss in 2020 as it seeks a SPAC deal. Wow.
Well,
damn.
It's actually getting better.
$2.5 billion is so bad.
No. They had $3.5 billion loss in 2019, and in 2020, they only lost $3.2 billion.
Oh my God.
So it actually got better. They improved. And to be fair, to have improved about 10% their losses in a year where people were abandoning office space left and right.
Would you do a SPAC with a company that lost $3.5 billion and then $3.2 billion 2 years in a row?
Well, it depends on what it looks like they're going to do in 2021. Maybe they're going to be profitable. As people come back into their offices, you have no clue.
I do have a clue. It's really hard to close a gap that's $3.2 billion wide.
We'll see.
Ready? Drone footage gets incredibly close to an Icelandic volcano eruption. Oh my God.
This was sick.
It marks the first time the volcano has erupted in 800 years. What are these people doing so close?
They're volcano watching.
Oh my God. Okay, wait, guys. We went to Iceland once and we did this thing where we went to a volcano. And the woman who was taking the picture was like, get closer to the crack in the earth where if you fall, you literally will die forever. And we were so close. And Anthony was like, I'm not getting any closer to that.
I don't mess with the crust of the earth. I respect it all. Listen, me and nature, we're boys. We get along great. We ain't got no problems.
It's Ask Lunch Money time. # Ask LM in the comments below. Question from Lily C. Hi, Lily. Hi, Pomp and Paulina. When will you be releasing Lunch Money, the Profile, and Pomp Motors merchandise? Would love to support the series by buying a hoodie, t-shirt, mug, or stickers. Lily, you're the best.
Pomp Motors, do not give my mom and dad ideas. They still are getting phone calls from when I wore a shirt on here one time. They tell me, you got to wear the shirt again. You got to wear the shirt again. We'll see. Well, we'll work on it.
I would love to do profile merch. I already have some, but like it's only like a few shirts.
I need to order some more
for Lily.
We'll work on it.
Give me your size.
We'll work on it.
All right. Moist. Day 28 today. Day 27 of commenting every day. My favorite rap song really depends on my mood, but a classic for me is Barry Bonds by Kanye featuring Lil Wayne. The entire Graduation album is one of my favorite. Okay, the entire Graduation album is one of my favorites. Assuming I'm stranded on the island too, that I'm eating the Big Mac myself, LOL. Ah, smart. But if I'm playing God between you two, then I have to follow protocol. Women and children first. Sorry, Pomp. Wow. Winning points left and right. Also, you have a size advantage and we'll be able to survive longer without food. That ain't true. I can survive anything. I survived 29 years in this size.
Now, listen.
I can survive anything.
Moist wrote advantage twice, just so we're clear. There's a typo in here. Oh, you tried to get cute. You tried to be a smartass, and now you have a typo.
It's not a typo. All right.
That's not a typo?
No, it's just the doubling of the word.
Which is the typo?
Typo is misspelling.
Kanye West is pretty good. But to be honest, NWA, Biggie, and Jay-Z are better. Facts. Facts. Lil Wayne, for the record, for those that don't know, Lil Wayne, Carter II, first time I ever skipped school, was in high school. I think I was a sophomore or a junior, probably a junior because we had to have cars then. And bam, they used to drop the albums on Tuesday, CDs in the store. We skipped school. Me and my friend, I'll never forget, Cameron Watts, we sat out in the parking lot, played Fireman. And we just sat there all day. We didn't even go anywhere. We literally skipped school by sitting in the parking lot listening to Lil Wayne.
I skipped school once to read a book.
Loser. All right, that's it today. See ya.
Bang, bang. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode of Lunch Money as much as we did.
And don't forget, Lunch Money is now sponsored by BlockFi, so go check them out. There's a link in the description that you can click on. I'm an investor, a user, and a huge fan. What?
You're a bigger fan of BlockFi than you are of me?
BlockFi is my second favorite thing in the world behind Polina. They've got three products. They can give you a US dollar loan. You can earn up to 8.6% interest on an interest-bearing account. Or you can buy and sell cryptocurrencies on their crypto exchange. I personally use the interest-bearing account. There's not very many places where you'll find up to 8.6% interest on a deposit in an interest-bearing account. Go do your own research. There's risk associated, but 8.6% is pretty compelling. So click on the link in the description. Say thanks to the folks at BlockFi. Subscribe to our channel. Like the video. Annoy Polina in the comments. And we'll see you guys tomorrow.
And be kind to your friends.